This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:50 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li. The COVID-19 pandemic delivered an unprecedented hit on businesses of all sizes in the country. In 2020, the nation witnessed a 5.4% drop in economic activity, no thanks to the multiple lockdowns and closure of borders.
And while the nation attempts to recover, the road to recovery for businesses hasn't really been smooth sailing. And from increased costs of supplies, labor shortages, and not forgetting the flood that happened at the beginning of the year or at the end of 2021. So as we enter into the third year of the COVID-19 pandemic and transition to endemicity, how positive are businesses when it comes to recovering to pre-pandemic levels, and what assistance do they really need?
So to find out the business sentiment, independent ratings agency RAM Holdings conducted a survey called RAM Business Confidence Index. So on the line with us is Woon Kai-jek, co-head of economic research and senior economist at RAM Ratings, to share insights from the survey. Kai-jek, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Could you tell us the profile of businesses that participated in the latest RAM Business Confidence Index?
So our Business Confidence Index, for this round, we surveyed about 140 firms. And in terms of firm sizes, SMEs actually formed the bulk of our survey sample. In terms of sector, a large exposure of the firms that we survey are mostly in the business services as well as the manufacturing sector.
Was there a shift in business sentiment for the first quarter? How does it differ across different sectors and sizes?
So yes, our Business Confidence Index survey, which actually tracks 3 months forward-looking sentiment, indicated a shift into the positive sentiment territory for the first quarter of 2022. The overall index for the survey, which is actually a composite indicator of 5 key business aspects, actually rose to 55.4 in the first quarter of this year. So with a reading above the neutral threshold point of 50, this indicates an overall positive sentiment among firms surveyed. The positive sentiment for the first quarter is in contrast to the persistent negative sentiment or pessimism that we observed over the last 2 years, where overall index consistently hovered below the neutral benchmark of 50. For this round, the improvement in sentiment was relatively broad-based, with higher readings being recorded across all sub-indices. We also observed that surveyed firms were most bullish about sales and hiring. So this observation generally ties in with the continued reopening of economic sectors as well as the further normalization and lifting of COVID restrictions. Such improved sentiment can also be seen across sectors, with major sectors like business services, retail and manufacturing registering also a return to positive sentiment. And if you look across the major sectors, manufacturing sentiment is slightly more optimistic compared to services, which is consistent with the continued strength in industrial production and exports expected this year. However, if we look across firm size, larger firms appears to have a more positive sentiment as compared to smaller micro firms. So this actually suggests that smaller SMEs and micro enterprises might actually still be struggling to recover.
What are the current main challenges faced by businesses, and have they changed if we compare to when the pandemic first started?
For the first quarter of this year, rising costs of doing business topped the list of challenges faced, with about 62% of surveyed firms citing it as a key challenge. The survey results indicated that higher prices for raw materials and input as the leading contributor to this rise in costs, with over 50% of firms actually citing this particular cost. This trend actually coincides with the recent increase in prices of raw materials and inputs due to supply chain issues, as well as the continued uptrend in global commodity prices since the middle of last year, and I think especially more so with the recent Russia-Ukraine conflict. Noticeably, this view is actually more pronounced among manufacturing firms. And other than that, staffing costs or labor costs was also another prevailing cost pain point that we observed from the survey. So in terms of your second part of your question about how it has changed, I think throughout the last 2 years, concerns about the weak economy have always been at the top, with more than 80% of firms citing it. The share of firms citing weak economy, however, fell to 50% in our most recent survey and is instead the second most cited challenge after being overtaken by the concern about rising cost of doing business. So this suggests that the pandemic-induced economic downturn have somewhat subsided and the ongoing recovery have to some extent alleviated pressures faced by businesses.
So we're currently in the third year of the pandemic. How many businesses in your survey have recovered to pre-COVID-19 levels? And what type and size of firms are they? And perhaps you could give us some thoughts on which are still struggling.
In terms of sentiment, while firms generally do expect some improvement in the near terms, many firms, unfortunately, have not recovered fully yet, as you mentioned. Around 55% of firms surveyed have yet to recover to pre-COVID levels. We noticed that this sentiment is particularly more pronounced among the business services sector, as well as the smaller SME and micro enterprises. In contrast, only 12% of firms have outperformed pre-pandemic level, and this is largely among the manufacturing sector, as well as the larger corporate firms that likely actually benefited from a sharp rebound in export sales last year.
And when do businesses expect to return to pre-pandemic levels? What assistance do you think they need?
So among the firms that have yet to recover, most actually foresee a full recovery only from 2023. This observation is consistent with our survey findings where most firms expect capacity slack to persist over the next 3 months, so implying that demand has not fully normalized yet. So although Malaysia's transition into an endemic phase and the reopening of borders in coming months may boost prospects, firms would have to contend with rising costs as well as labor shortages that will actually eat into their margins. As such, we think that banks need to keep SMEs adequately funded, while policymakers should also continue to engage with vulnerable firms and address their specific needs to ensure a uniform and faster recovery from the pandemic.
And Kaijek, thank you very much for speaking with us. That was Woon Kaijek, co-head of economic research and senior economist with RAM Ratings, giving us some insights from RAM Ratings Business Confidence Index, pointing to cautious optimism, I would say, in the business sector in terms of recovery.
You know, I heard something very funny yesterday, right? Talking to a journalist friend of mine, he was pointing out that there's so much pent-up demand and, from the last 2 years that he fully expects next month when, we can have open houses again, he fully expects a revenge buka puasa maelstrom of events. He's saying that the invitations have already started to stream in. Every company and their swimming pools are inviting people left and right. It's going to be a bonanza. And I think just that 1 month alone, it's going to do a dent in the economic activity monitor. I hope that stays though for the rest of the year.
You mean it's going to have an uptick in the
It's going to do some damage. Good damage.
It's interesting how he says that those that have managed to recover better are definitely the bigger companies, the manufacturing sectors, and a lot of the SMEs are still struggling. The fact that Malaysia is largely made up of SMEs when you think about it, and the fact that they're not really expecting to see recovery until 2023, that does point to some softness still that probably needs to be addressed by, I don't know, how much more policy support can be given.
Yeah, I've seen reports by people like Credit Suisse who say that in Malaysia, SME is at least 75% of the economy. And I just can't help thinking about yesterday we spoke to the Johor SME chief, right? He was saying that Sabah, you know, people will come from Singapore. You know, one Singapore dollar, 0.3 ringgits. One Singapore dollar, 3 ringgit. They're going to come and spend.
All right. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.